Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. Many folks have run into random celebrities like Olivia Rodrigo at Culver's.
Yeah, and you ran into Charles Barkley at
Panda Express, where he ordered the whole menu.
Yeah.
Also, today was National Let's Laugh Day, and boy, you made us laugh. It was nice. Some really good jokes.
A groan and a laugh. A little bit of both.
Yeah, we grew into the laughs.
Yeah, well.
That and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
What is the unusual, uncommon breakfast you're having right now? We just learned breakfast, actually not the most important meal of the day. A 16-week study was done, and it found that it did not impact weight loss. 16 weeks. That's not just like a two-day study. They did the work. Mm-hmm. You can have your dessert for breakfast also. We learned that in 2014, according to this Time magazine study. Also, breakfast wasn't really a thing in the 1600s and 1700s, just a couple of years ago.
Well, traditional breakfast, right? They still
ate in the morning. Your body's got to get some energy in, right? But yes, the idea of sitting down with pancakes and eggs and bacon and toast, not a thing. Also, yogurt. That actually surprised me the most, that yogurt wasn't even a thing until the early 80s. That's hilarious.
Well, then it was like, have like three donuts as your breakfast.
Yeah. Right.
You'll be fine. It'll get you going for the day. I kind of enjoyed that better.
But it does get us thinking. What is the unusual breakfast you're having this morning? Uh-oh. Eric, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
I accidentally hit a button I thought was going to be a problem, but then it wasn't. But anyway, Eric, what is the unusual breakfast you're having right now?
I'm having cold corned beef and cabbage right now.
Yes!
Keyword here is cold. So you've not warmed up either of the things. You're in the car, it sounds like. So are you just eating it out of like a Tupperware container?
Yep, exactly.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you have a fork with you, or are you just barehanding this?
I do have a fork, but I was barehanding the corned beef. Yes.
Okay. And how much are we talking? Is it like a proper meal, or is there just way too much?
It was a proper meal. And, well, for dessert, I happen to have a Chobani black cherry yogurt.
Look at this! Well, that's going to help the probiotics. Yes. You know, you got to get it going on the brisket.
Exactly.
All right, so stay right there, Eric. He's enjoying cold corned beef and cabbage out of the Tupperware, mostly with his bare hands, which I like. Hey, Susan, good morning.
Good morning.
Susan, what is your unusual, uncommon breakfast right now?
Red stuffed pepper I made last night. And I'm taking it and having it for breakfast this morning.
Mm. Now, what's it stuffed with? Is it ground beef? Is it ground turkey?
It's ground beef, ground pork, carrots, celery.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, do you have any sauce left over? Like, did you also top it with, like, a little red sauce?
Oh, I did. It's topped with tomato, basil, red sauce.
Girlfriend, I want some.
I made the same dinner last night.
Oh, my goodness.
And now I want it for breakfast.
I didn't do it for dinner. I actually made it just so I would have it for breakfast.
You made it for breakfast?
Mm. Now, are you eating it while you're driving, Susan?
No, I'm going to be working 7 minutes and ready in the Tupperware, nice and cold. Delicious. Sometimes I add a tad bit of cream cheese.
Oh,
or like a sour cream. But I forgot that at home, so I don't have any of that this morning.
Okay, Susan, stay right there.
Breakfast stuffed pepper.
I feel like Susan should be doing like make it at night, eat it in the morning cookbook of some sort. Okay, so we've got corned beef, cold corned beef and cabbage, a cold red stuffed pepper. Hi, Lisa. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is your unusual, uncommon breakfast this morning?
I'm eating shish kebabs and roasted potatoes while I'm sitting on the Dan Ryan.
So are you just taking the stick and just eating it off like a cartoon?
Yes, and the guy next to me is giving me the weirdest look I've ever seen in my life.
I hope that guy's listening to the mix right now and it all starts to make sense. That'd be really great.
I see the shish kebab lady.
Yeah, hey, shish kebab lady on the Dan Ryan. There she is.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
As a kid, my family, we were on a trip in Park City, Utah. We were skiing. And on the way out, we had to stop at a mall to burn like an hour and a half before we could get to the airport. It was one of those times where it's like, we don't have time to do anything, so we'll go to this mall. My brother and I go to the food court. We're standing in line, and who's in front of us at Panda Express? Charles Barkley. On a game day. Throwing down Panda Express. That's a man right there.
Oh, yeah.
The round mound or rebound. Good morning, Nikki. How are you?
Hi, I'm great.
Nikki, say hi to Nikki.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Yes.
So, Nikki, you were just out and about living life. And where were you when you bumped into this celebrity?
I was on Michigan Avenue. I had an office there, actually, at the Fourth Presbyterian Church. I was sitting at my desk, and I had a window view to... Like right across from the Four Seasons. Ooh. And walking his dog right outside my office window was Matthew McConaughey. And I screamed. Yeah, I screamed so loud he heard me through the window.
What?
And then I tried to grab a camera and run outside. And I was like, Matthew, wait. And he jetted off with his dog.
He was gone. Do you think the scream scared him away? Like, did he laugh at you when he heard the scream? Or was he, like, shocked?
He looked and he hightailed it out of there really quickly. He had a cute little dog. But what I love, he was wearing the same outfit that he was wearing. It was the year he was Sexiest Man Alive on, and he went on Oprah and he was wearing like the denim shirt and the denim pants, which I know is just a classic outfit for him, but I'm pretty sure that that's where he was filming it that day.
Oh, that would make sense. Okay. So he was, here for Oprah. That would make perfect sense. All right, so Nikki is sitting at her desk and spots Matthew McConaughey. Now, that's a nice day at work.
That's amazing.
That's a pretty wild day. This one's for Whip. Hi, Laura. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Laura, you're over there at Chick-fil-A, huh? Having a good lunch?
Yeah, so I was in Baltimore for a Yankees game. They were playing the Orioles, and we went to Chick-fil-A, and sitting in the booth was Roger Clemens and Andy Pettit.
Wow. legends. Yankee legends from back in the day.
Yeah. And they're just there.
Sure.
For no apparent...
They were
like,
just there.
That's hilarious. Now, could you tell? Were they enjoying the Chick-fil-A?
They definitely were. And Roger Clemens is wearing a fanny pack. That was the best part of it.
Yeah, he doesn't have to care what people think.
And he was filling it with nuggets.
Right.
I don't doubt it's crazy, right? Watch out.
All the extra sauces.
Yeah, you got to have them, right? Hey, Jim, good morning. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great.
So, Jim, who'd you spot?
Go ahead. So 1991, I'm waiting at Wrigley Field. Got there super early because I wanted front row bleacher seats. It's the day before they shot the scene at Wrigley Field for A League of Their Own. Met Penny Marshall.
Penny Marshall?
Not bad.
She directed A League of Their Own.
Yes. Yeah. And I told that story a lot faster than the last two people because Swanee told me to tell it fast.
Yeah, well, you did a great job. Thank you for not revealing the behind-the-scenes secrets of how the sausage is made. There's Jim. He met Penny Marshall.
That's awesome.
Not bad. Yvonne, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. Love you.
Oh, love you right back. So you're hanging in Oak Brook. I want to set the stage for everybody.
Yes.
It's 1984.
Whoa.
And who do you spot, Yvonne?
Right. Tony Bennett.
Come on.
Walking through Sears.
I got a big question. Is he wearing a suit?
Sears.
Was he wearing a suit 1984? Mm-hmm.
No, you know what? He was wearing a full-length mink coat.
Of course he was.
And he had a young lady hanging all over him, walking through Sears.
I'm going to take you to Sears.
And speaking of moves, are your pipes clogged up worse than a porta potty at Lollapalooza?
There he is, TB.
Yeah, there he is, all right.
Hi, Wendy. Good morning.
Hi.
Wendy, this is pretty rocking, if you will. Who did you run into?
You. Robert Plant.
Come on.
Swear to God. My girlfriend and I were at UIC. This was like the late 80s. And we went to this dive restaurant in Tilson. He walks in with his group of people. And it was like the band because my girlfriend's like, it's the band. They ordered drinks, but it was a BYOB. And my girlfriend went across the street to the liquor store, got them some beer. We sat with them for the rest of the night.
No way. You partied with Robert Plant?
Swear to God.
That's
Isn't
crazy.
That so awesome?
That's amazing.
It was like the Jimmy Page time or something when did he was in the group or something? Because they were talking about it.
I can't tell if you're serious or not.
I swear.
No,
about are we talking about Led Zeppelin?
Yeah, right,
or talking,
the Plant and Page, which was after Led Zeppelin. Either way, though, good meeting.
Yes, it was very, very cool.
That is unbelievable. So she met Robert Plant.
Mix and match, it's an easy game for you. Mix and match, even has a theme song too. Who will you choose? Your head you'll scratch when you play Mix and Match.
Please say good morning to Amy. Hi, Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
Amy, have you heard us play Mix and Match before?
Not recently.
Okay, that's okay. So the drill is this. We're going to share a fill in the blank. The four of us will write down our answers. Your job is to pick one of us and then match our answer.
Okay.
All right. We just shared with you that Bill Hader, famous from Saturday Night Live and many other things, and also from Barry, right? He's on Barry on HBO. Well, Bill Hader is going to be starring as the voice of the Cat in the Hat in a new animated Cat in the Hat movie. The Cat in the Hat, also a kids cartoon on PBS, where you're going to find many other things like Sesame Street. You're going to find Mr. Rogers there, all of the others. So, gang, I got to ask you, when you were a little kid, what was your go-to kids show? They're all going to lock in their answers for us right now, Amy. Where are you from, Amy?
Plainfield.
You're from Plainfield. Wow, nothing plain about it. What do you do out there?
I'm a teacher. I actually work in Naperville.
Oh, really? You work in Naperville. That's awesome. What grade level do you teach?
Kindergarten.
I got a. My daughter's going to be in kindergarten next year. What's the big thing on the curriculum today?
E-learning.
E-learning, really? Wow. So you guys are going to be e-learning. So you're going in, but the kids are at home?
Yes, it's weird.
Okay,
that is
got
strange.
It.
The election day thing, probably, right?
Yes, it's election day.
They could probably watch some cartoons.
Yeah, they could. Maybe something about. Maybe you watch that Schoolhouse Rock about voting.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, thank you. You can take that one for free. Take the day off. All right, Amy. I've got everybody's answers locked in. It's great that you do work with kindergartners, so you are familiar with them talking about all of the hit shows of the now. I'm guessing those kids are watching like your Blueies, things like that. Do you hear a lot of Bluey talk in the classroom?
Not so much. That's so younger kids.
Okay, yeah. Even younger than
they're
kindergarten.
They're like, we're too old for Blueies. We're in kindergarten.
Get
now.
Out of here, man. We're watching Encanto. Leave us alone.
Is that Paw Patrol, maybe?
Yeah, got Paw Patrol.
Yeah.
Watch out. Yeah. The Paw Patrol, they'll be there on the double, Amy, so be ready. I've got everybody's answers locked in. I asked the room, what was your favorite show as a kid? And everybody has locked in their answers. So, Amy, you've got Chris, Nikki, Whip, and Violetta. Who would you like to match your answer with?
I'm going to say Chris.
Okay, hi. That's me. Let's do it. So, Amy, I said to the room, what was your favorite show as a kid? If you get it right, you're going to hear this. If you get it wrong, you're going to hear this. Did I, Chris, say my favorite kid show was The Muppet Show, He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, or Arthur?
I'm going to go with Muppet Show.
The Muppet Show. Final answer, Muppet Show. You're going to go Muppet final answer.
Yes.
Oh, no. It is not The Muppet Show. Now, knowing now that I'm not the Muppet Show, who do you think was? Was that Nikki, Whip, or Violetta?
Whip.
No, son of a gun.
But I actually...
It could have easily been
the Muppet Show from me, by the way. That would have been a great guess.
So do you think the Muppet Show was Nikki or Violetta?
Violetta.
Come on. 4 for 4 wrong.
I think we got to give her the prize that she got all 4 wrong.
It's hard, probably harder to do that.
That is very tougher. Hard to do. Yeah.
Okay, so then was the Muppet Show Nikki or Nikki?
Nikki.
There we go.
Wild. Now, what made you not say Nikki until the end?
I just don't know.
Okay, so we know now that Nikki's favorite show was the Muppet Show. Let's go back to me on this one. Was it He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, Arthur, or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, come on. Mm-hmm. Now that leaves Violetta and Whip. Did Whip say He-Man and the Masters of the Universe or Arthur?
He-Man?
There we go. Yep.
And what did Violetta say?
Let's see what's left.
Arthur, I love it. Here. Hey, listen, Arthur. It's tough listening and stuff.
It's a wonderful kind of day where we can learn to work and play and get along with each other. Arthur the Aardvark. There you go.
He's amazing.
Amy, what was your favorite show as a little kid?
Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes. Oh, yeah, you can't go wrong.
So many good answers. Yeah, so I keep hearing your answers. I'm like, oh, man, I could have gone with that. Honorable mention to Scooby-Doo while I'm here, by the way.
I actually wrote down the Bozo Show first.
Yeah.
And then I had to rethink it. Well, Amy, you got all four wrong, so I feel like we got to give you a prize anyway. So congrats.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
National Let's Laugh Day is upon us. So we have opened up the Morning Mix Chuckle Hotline. We need your jokes. 312-233-1019. A lot of you are texting them in. We'd love to hear you deliver them. 312-233-1019. Hi, Julie. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It'd be better if I had a better job.
Oh, no. Is that the joke? Got it.
Guess what I do for a living?
What?
I'm a can crusher. It's so depressing. So depressing.
Ah! She did her whole laugh track.
Wow.
Can crusher.
She also just like steamrolled the whole joke, it's which depressing. I like for Julie. Very nice. Okay, so that's Julie. She's a can crusher. It's so depressing.
So depressing.
Hey, let's
so
laugh.
So depressing.
Come on, let's laugh. Come on.
Okay.
I'm trying.
Hi, Daisy. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are ya?
We're doing very well. Welcome to the Morning Mix Chuckle Hotline. What is your joke, Daisy?
So why did the rooster cross the road, Chris?
Why, Daisy?
To see the chicken strip.
Chicken strip.
Chicken strip. Very simple.
That joke brought to you by your local Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Pop in and eat more chicken. Okay, so the rooster is looking for the chicken strip. hi, Mickey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mickey, you got a joke for us?
I do.
All right, let's have it.
What do you call a nosy pepper?
I'm nervous. What do you call a nosy pepper?
Jalapeno business.
Ah. It's a good one.
Whoops, confused. It's a jalapeno. It's jalapeno business.
It's all up in your business.
Oh, I totally didn't get it. I was thinking it was somewhere none of your business or none of I didn't even get that. Okay.
Right. None of it. It's like Imagine Dragons. Imagine Dragon these, you know.
Got it now.
Pretty wild. Wow. You guys should call it the Ha Ha Hotline. Yeah, you're right. That's better. That is better. The Morning Mix Ha Ha Hotline. It has a flow. Flow. Hey, 209. What does the baby computer call its father?
Dell.
Data.
Oh.
Data. Data.
Yeah.
Data Dell.
773. Hey, Nikki, what do you call an angry carrot?
What?
A steamed veggie. Come
on. Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to, you know.
You can pick any vegetable, and that becomes 1,000 different possibilities.
Exactly right.
Which
is
good.
This is about as close to dirty as I think we can get. There were two to pay. There were two potatoes. They were standing on the corner. Now, how do you know which one was the prostitute? It's the one that says Idaho.
Oh.
Come on.
That's good.
Idaho. Jalapeno business with Idaho.
Yeah. I get that one. Yeah. Jokes.
Hey, Whip, what do you call a duck with no feathers? Nope.
I don't know.
A butt quack.
Oh.
Come on, man. That's kind of
thinking like Naked Jaybird or something.
Okay. I was like,
butt quack.
Lunch.
Now, Violetta, do you remember, Violetta, why 6 is afraid of 7?
Why is 6 afraid of 7?
You remember?
No, I can't remember.
Oh, because 7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought you were going to have a follow up on that classic or something. That's the one?
Nope.
That's
the
it, man.
One.
7, 8, 9.
An oldie but a goodie.
Very.
You know what's funny is my wife has always said that men in camouflage are good looking, and I just don't see it.
It's hard to see.
Oh, yes.
It's jalapeno peppers, but they're jalapeno business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Skibbity toilet. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Is it 8:20?
No. No, we got a minute.
Oh, come on. Okay.
Hey, what did the triangle say to the circle, Nikki?
What?
Well, according to Parker, age 8, it said you're pointless. Because it's a circle. It's a circle that's jalapeno.
I like that. It's very smart. An 8-year-old said
that? An 8-year-old. Parker. Yeah, Parker said
very smart. Yeah. Bright future for Parker.
It's a 40-year-old man who's hiding behind his joke. It's hard to say.
That's disturbing, then.
That's fun because it's a burn. It's a burn.
That's right.
And it's a joke.
You guys know what happens if you cross a pig and a centipede?
No.
You get bacon and legs.
Yep. Okay. I like that.
There he is.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm trying with that one.
Centipede, legs, bacon and eggs.
Bacon and legs.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's jalapeno business.
Hey, you know what kind of bagel can fly?
Oh, I don't know.
A plain bagel.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is good.
Isn't it, though?
Well, yeah.
Isn't it, though? Isn't it? I don't know.
What has four wheels and flies? A garbage truck.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Yesterday on the Morning Mix After Show, we all revealed who we believe will be headlining at Lollapalooza.
Really great options.
Great options. So I thought right now we could reveal them live on the air.
Oh.
If you listen to the Morning Mix After Show, you already know.
Or if you can remember, because you're the one who said it.
Could be. Now, who do we all think is going to headline? Now, I'll go first. I said... I think my pick for headliner at Lollapalooza this year, I didn't really do a lot of thinking. It just feels like it could happen. It would be really nice. I'm going to go with Eminem. I'd like to see Eminem headline Lollapalooza. So Eminem is my pick. Nikki, if you had one shot or one opportunity to pick who you believe will headline at Lollapalooza, who are you going with?
I'm going with Lizzo.
Lizzo!
Oh, yeah.
Been teasing new music. And she's been rumored so many years now.
Right?
I don't know.
And Whip, if we go to you and say, hey, man, who's going to headline at Lolla? Who are you going with?
I'm going to try to recreate the moment from the Mix After Show on the podcast where I said Izzy Azalea.
That's right.
Her name's actually Iggy Azalea.
That's right.
But then I combined her with Izzy Stradlin, former Guns N' Roses guitarist. And I said it's going to be a collab of Iggy Azalea and Izzy Stradlin.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah, take that to DraftKings.
Could be this. Go to DraftKings right now and make a ton of money if you get this right.
Welcome to the jungle.
Yeah. If it happens, you can retire twice.
Forget about it. And Violetta, your pick for headlining at Lollapalooza?
I think there's a really good chance this could happen. Miss Britney Spears.
Could it be Britney Spears? So those are all of our picks. You got Eminem, Lizzo, the Iggy Izzy connection.
Yes.
And B. Spears.
I mean, there's always a chance.
I feel like there's some good picks in here and some big surprises. You never know.
I mean, you guys would be surprised if she took a break from her dancing in her living room and made it to downtown Chicago for maybe the Tito stage at Lolla.
Iggy Azalea? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Her too. Sorry. I'm so fixated on the Iggy and Izzy connection. I just named them in my mind. An eye for an eye.
Oh, baby.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Somebody, even if they're not playing Lollapalooza, somebody get them this message.
Eye for an eye.
Somebody just get them a dinner date to even just see how that's going to work.
Welcome to the jungle. Hey.
I feel like neither of them know each other, though.
No,
like,
I
even
guarantee
that the other exists.
They wouldn't know.
Never.
Get
no
that
way.
Get dinner date going, and then
no
we can
chance.
See.
It's weird, yeah.
Yep.
That's so cool. I love that idea. I like it a lot.
I think Lizzo's actually a really good choice.
Yeah, I do too, actually. I think you have the best pick. Yeah.
No, I don't know. See, but then after, because I'm dumb, I go home and I think about things like this, like, all day.
I'll be
like, oh, like, I was like, oh, Dua Lipa, but she's doing Glastonbury.
Yeah, you're
like,
looking
yeah
at,
it's
yeah.
really
no.
dumb.
Nikki has a map of artists up in her office with red string around it. We're all getting really nervous.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
Oprah! She returned to TV to shine a light on weight loss medication. The special aired last night on ABC 7, but you can still watch it on Hulu. It's called Shame, Blame, and the Weight Loss Revolution. To do this, she also resigned from her Weight Watchers board. She's a member there. So she said, I did that because I wanted to talk about whatever I want on this special, and I didn't want it to hinder on, you know, my connection to them. The new special addresses her own struggles and concerning weight loss. Many are saying she still got it. 13 years after her show stopped being on air, or ended is another way to say that, she is still getting people to open up and to just kind of reveal their inner darkest secrets in a very cool way.
See, that may be what many people are saying. I swore I thought your angle was going to be what I saw people saying, which is, why is The Bachelor being pushed back for an Oprah infomercial?
Here, here.
That was the headline I actually saw. And then people, you know, I mean, they're like, well, what am I doing? Where's whoever The Bachelor is?
Yeah, T-Bone.
Charlie and, yeah. And whatever.
Bertha.
Yeah, Bertha.
Yeah, you know, I didn't see any of that, to be honest
man.
With you.
Oh, you don't follow the right people.
We're getting
I don't.
Served all the Bachelor
exactly.
stories.
Bachelor man, people, very
I,
mad.
I thought it looked good, but
very
whatever.
Mad.
It's over now. It was just one, 2 hours. I don't know how long it was, but you can go check it out on Hulu.
Someone's getting a rose. What the fuck? Spoiler alert!
Don't mess with the Bachelor people.
I know. In it, number two, talking about Bachelor, that's all about getting married, finding the love of your life. So let's see, all the married people out there, I want you to listen to the clip we're about to play. It's from a comedian, some trending audio. Let's see if he's right.
When you get married, you're a guy, you get a little helper in the car. She knows everything about driving. It's very convenient for me. See, I don't know how I get anywhere without my helper in the car. I'd probably be bouncing off trees and buildings and stuff, but she's there to help. Like, she tells me when the light changes colors and everything. It's very convenient and helpful.
So,
is he a Muppet?
Like, it's green. Thank you, helper. Because I was confused. I didn't know. Thanks, Captain Prism. I always know how fast I'm going with my helper.
So people are using that audio and recording their significant others in the passenger seat right next to them while they're parked before they head anywhere to say, thank you, little helper.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. That's me.
You're the helper or you're annoyed?
I am the helper, well, and I've now been told to I am the driver. Because
wow,
I did too
drive?
Much.
Yeah.
I did too much helping.
You helped too much. Now you can go in the driver's seat.
Yes.
Wow, dang. That's a nice upgrade.
That one hit hard.
Yeah, really, watch out. You got Joel online, too. Yeah.
And lastly, you guys know that famous Italian TV chef, Ina.
Garden.
Yeah.
You guys know her. The Barefoot Contessa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, she's trending this morning because of the viral way she cuts a bagel. So she doesn't cut it in half, you know, like slice it down the middle. She slices it twice. So there's three pieces. You got the top, you got a middle piece, and then you got the bottom.
Wow, that's knife skills.
Yeah, well, she says this is the best way to make any sort of, like, sandwich if you're doing it with a bagel because you can put the meat on one section, all the toppings on the other, and then it doesn't, like, smush and move around too much.
So tomato's not sliding out.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay.
So it's got, like, the Big Mac medium bun in the middle.
Exactly.
Got it.
And now everyone's trying that, even just with their cottage cheese. Not cottage cheese. Their
cream cheese.
Yeah, cream cheese. And Philadelphia cream cheese actually also trending now because they did a video in honor of the new viral trend from Ina, and they're doing it that way. So might be the new way to eat a bagel.
Watch out.
Who knew? That's your flash briefing.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.